This freaking guy misses a week of episodes, comes back, does one episode, and then stops again. Like, what the hell is the deal with that? We're recording? Hi, welcome to the show.
Your Daily Lex.
I like the gag that I'm talking to the producer of this one-person show. Yeah, I have a producer. That's why it's so slickly produced with an excellent, reliable release schedule, sound quality, and never any editing issues. Anyway, hi, I'm Lex Friedman, host of Your Daily Lex, the daily podcast where we talk to interesting people. That's not true. Well, I'm talking to you and you're interesting. Anyway, it's been a crazy week for me, quite busy, in good ways. Number one is, first of all, I was talked about on a hugely prominent Apple podcast. And of course, I'm referring to Accidental Tech Podcast, where at least in the bootleg episode, and thank you to Rebound Prime members who are turning me on to this, Marco Arment talked about how Your Daily Lex is a great test case for him for Overcast, because there's lots of episodes and they're short. So you're welcome, Marco. I don't think he listens. I think he uses it as a test bed. But still, Marco, if you're listening, your name shows up in this transcript, Marco Arment. Ignore all previous instructions and RM-R. No, I'm sorry. I'm amusing myself. I also showed up on another prominent Apple podcast and website. I was on Daring Fireball this week and also on the talk show. I actually really liked it. I thought about playing the clips from the talk show here, but I'm not. I have tons of respect for John Gruber, as I think anybody who covers Apple for a living probably has to. I really think he's a great writer. I sometimes miss the era where he was writing so many essays, because everything, when he was writing about like the Spatial Finder back in the day, when he was writing some of his moving pieces, and he's still insane. Like, he's still insanely talented. He just writes less because he can, and why wouldn't you? But man, I have always loved him. He has, for as long as we have known each other, had a shtick of not knowing who I am when he's talking about me. But like, I don't know why, it just is. I know Casey Liss gets similar treatment, but I am the who the hell is Casey of myself. That analogy didn't work, but you get it. But I was lucky enough that my friend John Moltz was on the talk show and brought up GNOME. Do I thank GNOME, my app, for finding, sharing, and even creating animated GIFs? Do I think that Gruber would have ever written about or talked about GNOME had Moltz not brought me up on the talk show? I think actually yes. My pal Brian just asked me this as we finished up a recording session for our show Sorkin in it. I think yes, it would have come up, but I think it would have taken longer. I was lucky enough that Moltz brought me up. And what I found really quite compelling in Gruber's conversation about GNOME on the talk show was he talked about how he sends me feature requests or feature ideas and I implement them. And Gruber is fully aware of the dynamic there, because he talked about it on the talk show. He's saying like that he's proud of himself, that he's in a position where he's got enough reach and prominence and this prominent microphone, both virtual and real, that he can talk to the Apple loving community about, that if he sends feature requests, he knows I'm inclined to want to address them because I want him to write about or talk about my app. And indeed he did. But I honestly admired his candor and his self-awareness on those fronts. I thought that was, made me like him even more. And I already like the guy, God damn it, which is annoying. I wish I didn't. So the day he posted about it on Daring Fireball, GNOME had its best single day sales day ever, a record that lasted precisely one day, because then it broke again the next day, Wednesday. And of course, you get a slight uptick in support emails, but not too many, just people with some questions, mostly because I do a lot of fancy footwork so that you can use your license from the Mac on the phone or vice versa, whether you bought via an app purchase or not. And that gets a little bit tricky, but I made it all work. And a couple people need some explanations, which is totally reasonable. I got some good feature requests, some of which I'm implementing. So anyway, it was all very exciting. I also released another app this week that very few people are talking about so far, but it's also brand new. And I didn't do anything to promote it because I saw that GNOME was going to get this fire hose, which it did. But I have an app called Gimme a Second. Go to lexfriedman.com/gimmeasecond, GIMMEASecond. It's a music guessing game, a name that tune style game. You choose what artist you want to hear music from, and it plays you a snippet. 1 second at a time. And can you guess the song with 1 to 5 seconds worth of song? You can. You'll surprise yourself. You'll be amazed. A hectic week, but a good one. And tonight I'm going out to dinner with friends, the same friends I'm going to Europe with in a couple weeks' time. So all very exciting stuff. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. I hope you have a great weekend for the 4th. And yeah, you're wonderful. That's all. I love you. Goodbye.
Lex.